This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
A recent poll finds that 7% of voters have ended friendships over the election.
A campaign that has deepened the divide in our nation and made us an angrier country.
This election really has brought out the worst in people. The question now is, where do we go from here?
Why can't we be friends?
You know, I'm amazed we made it to work today, Super Don. You know, it's National Don't Go to Work Day because illegal immigrants. Half of our staff is gone. They're all illegals. How are we even here doing a show? We're friends with them too. That's
very insensitive. I think I have to unfriend you now.
Wait, no.
I'm sorry. Unfriend, click.
Did you just listen to the song, Why Can't We Be Friends? Have you actually had that experience, Super Don? Honestly, over the election, the issues where people have gone apoplectic, if there was any rationality in the political discourse from the left in particular, but I won't say it's exclusive, but in the left in particular, it's gone. And you're like, how do we speak to one another, right? Over this thing about illegal immigrants, even. I mean, I'm making a lighthearted joke. It's like we can't come to work today because, right? That's right.
You know, I forgot about it. Today is like the day without immigrants day or something like that. What is it called?
People who aren't immigrants or who are immigrants who are here legally and working decided not to show up for work, which is not really going to go well on your resume. I don't know how many people are fired unless the businesses themselves could afford to just not have you there or take the whole day off.
See, and listen, I know we weren't going to start off with this, but
yeah.
The whole concept of setting aside a day, I guess this is what, to try and make a point or some kind of a, you know, protest thing. Today is Day Without Immigrants Day. Can you find me somebody out there that in this campaign, or anybody who's following the issue that's at hand here that I think prompted this, has anybody actually said, we are against immigrants?
No.
I haven't heard that anywhere.
No.
Nobody has. I'm not aware of anybody who has a problem with immigrants. This is about illegal immigrants or illegal aliens or undocumented workers or whatever description they want to call it now. Mm-hmm. It's not about immigrants. I mean, this is a nation of immigrants. You know, it's not about people coming to this country. It's about people running over the border illegally, then coming here and taking advantage of the, you know, the services and the economy and stuff. Illegal. That's the
illegal,
key word, isn't it?
Well, and it's irony, too, because Super Don, they come here to to find a work in some cases. I'm not talking about those that are just trying to glom off the system. And it's like, here's our message to you, immigrants. Take the day off. Stay home. You don't need to work.
Well, you got a day off today. That's kind of nice, right?
I wonder if they get paid for that.
We love our immigrants. They got a day off.
But, you know, this continues the absolute irrationality where, you know, people are just losing their minds on the left. And it's like, this is not me trying to divide us by saying the left, the right. I just got to acknowledge what's happening right now.
I'm going to correct you here.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead.
Because, yes, you know, we seem to focus a lot on the left. And listen.
It's current right now. It's what's happened in response to Trump. So
it's true. And I will say, and I suppose somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it does appear that the left has a tendency to be, let's say, a little more noticeable when they're unhappy. And so you see a lot of yes. focus on that in the media, but there's a lot of people on the right that are losing their minds too.
True.
And so we've got, you know, I feel like we've got to stay objective, which I always try to be.
Well, I think we do. I mean, yesterday, Super Donna, you know, my message to the doctors out there, healers, right? It's like, listen, and on whatever side of the equation you are, like, you know, when Obama was president, if we have a more conservative view, right, you don't just sit there and cry in a corner or complain that, you know, you can't get anything done. What are you here for? Are you a healer? What is it that you're here for? And it's sort of like yesterday, the press conference at the National Press Club, you have RFK Jr., you have Robert De Niro, darlings of the political left, and again, RFK Jr. has nothing but integrity. Whether you agree with him or not on certain positions in protecting the environment, this guy has been solid for years. Not inconsistent, but totally consistent. And when confronted with something that made it even worse, the issue of mercury and vaccines, he didn't run from it because he believed in vaccines. He said, oh, my God, this is a tragedy. We've got to do something about it. Yet yesterday at this major, you know, the National Press Club, messages went out to all mainstream media outlets in Washington, D.C. They all have bureaus there. RFK Jr., Robert De Niro, you think that would have drawn somebody to get? Not one showed up. Not one. But what does that tell you about the rational discourse that is completely gone? And this fits right into, well, not only the vaccine issue. And by the way, I want to shout out our U.K. health radio friends that listen on delay. Rob Verkirk and Melanie Aldridge from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe and UK just had Andy Wakefield. They were at the screening of Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe. And there was a picture. I think I sent it to you, Super D. Great picture of
I saw that.
Melanie and Andy there, because Andy is like persona non grata according to the officials in Britain, but people love him. The families that have vaccine-injured children love him because this man's standing up for what is right and good and true. But again, here's where it's largely, I have to say it, the political left, not exclusively, but largely, that are, you know, have bought into a religious view of vaccination, that the mere asking of questions about safety means you're against their religion. And even if you are, where's that freedom to disagree and not be shouted down because you disagree or made somehow to be dangerous? We've talked about that as well. But here, America 2017 passed the Prozac. This is an article. I wasn't the first to say it many years ago, but I called our nation no longer the United States of America, but the United States of Drug America. And it was about all of the drugs, the FDA approved drugs. But this article specifically about the emotional frenzy that we seem to be in. I don't feel like I'm in an emotional frenzy. I mean, I can get disgusted and just like beside myself occasionally looking at what's going on out there and what passes for rational discourse. But the idea that people are losing their friends over this election, as you said about immigration, it's like Trump has never said he's against immigrants. For goodness sake, he married an immigrant, right? And it's like, can we actually look at that and say, okay, he might have different a view of policy on immigration than you, but is he against immigrants? No, there's no statement that you could find that he's against immigrants. So you're losing friends, whether it be unfriending on the faux friend networks that are out there in the social media, or actually losing friends in real life who cannot stomach that you supported Trump, for instance. And so that's where it's gone I don't know what would be the appropriate term to use, because crazy is often overused and it might not be adequate.
Oh, no, you can't say that. You can't say that, because exactly. That's offensive to crazy people.
And I can't say the discussion has been retarded either.
Oh, no.
I know.
You
I can't say that.
The R word.
I know. See, this is what's happening. And then if you can't call out, like, those immigrants that are here illegally committing crime without being called racist, it's much worse than Sweden. You know, and I've talked and read the things that Celia Farber is writing from Sweden as well. And I talked to another woman locally who is from Sweden to acknowledge it. She says, we're supposed to be a loving country that accepts immigrants no matter what. And nobody can speak out that, you know, the immigrants that have been allowed in, particularly the radical Islamic element, are raping and pillaging. And I'm not making that up. That's actually happening. And they're not allowed to say anything. Can you imagine? When you can't call a crime because of who perpetrates it, because if you say so, you become racist. And that's the level of discourse I see descending into here in America, although we don't have as a culture and an ability to point out crime and who's committing it. There are people on the political left at this point who call it a racist act to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You know, and this article... This is actually, it was posted, I think it's originally from Health Day News, but it goes on to talk about how many Americans, after this election, after the result of the election, people that are all connected in one way or another via the internet, are just stressed to the gills about everything that's going on, the future of the country, all the politics that are going on, worries about terrorism and stuff. And it says, you know, that the stress that they're seeing around political issues is deeply concerning because it's hard for Americans to get away from it. And that is so true. And I've experienced that myself. Not to be a whiner, because I love what I do. I do. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but you have to dig deep.
You know, you can't know what's going on in the world unless you go and look at what's going on in the world. And what's going on in the world right now is people have lost their minds. Mm-hmm. And there is this divisiveness in the country as it is displayed online through the social networks on all of the websites and the news sites and stuff like that, that the people are just they're so polarized right now. And literally going on Facebook anymore is just, it's like, yeah, you know, I haven't tried Prozac. I don't really want to.
No.
I'm looking for the alternative. And yeah.
B-B-B.
But, you know, it's true. It's really a shame that people who were getting along a year ago.
Yeah. Bitter enemies.
They literally can't talk to each other because of what's going on. And really, we need to focus mm-hmm. on solutions to this, because nothing good is going to come from that.
No, and that's why I say unplug from the media matrix. You know, like Dr. Batar does. He gets his news from the Robert Scott Bell Show once a week, right? I'd like you to be here 6 days a week if you can. But we're putting, let's say, perspective on these things. And, of course, giving you options besides Prozac. We mentioned CBD. Yesterday we talked about it. Go to pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. And I don't have to take as much CBD because I have Super Don with me. Yeah, he's my CBD as well. All right, Super D, we got lots more discussion on this and more. How about trying to convince ladies, women, you women out there, to feed your family GMOs?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GMO story here, also updates on the failure of the pertussis vaccine, the flu vaccine, and more. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN or Syndicator and broadcast media. Super D, very passionate about this subject, and I'm with you. And I feel for you. You know how much I do because you scour the news like nobody to get the kind of things we get to cover on the air. And you're, like I said, you're my CBD buffer. Because if I had to do it, I'd probably be angry and depressed and all of that, right, having to go through all of these horrible stories in the mainstream media that are so disconnected from what I would consider to be reality when we can actually talk to our friends or even people that were acquaintances of ours and we can actually have rational discussions and thoughts and not be destroyed because of it. You know, you had mentioned on the break how, you know, someone had just posted, if anybody has even one ounce of sympathy for anybody who's Muslim. I mean, I may be exaggerating there. Then they're like, you know, it's like, no, I can't deal with that either,
close.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's pretty close where it was just like, you know, if you have any, you know, positive things to say about anybody who is Muslim, then you have chosen the dark side and I no longer have any desire to talk to you.
Right.
I was like, okay, great. Like, bye.
There's no bridge, you know, there. Nothing that you can do. And by the way, if you watch, like, today, Dale Bigtree, Brother Tony Muhammad, who is Muslim, and you had the district attorney, Nico LaHood, who's a devout Christian, a man of faith, and
They stood in a room together. They sat in a room together with different Congress people and educating them on the issue with the vaccines. And you know, they have different faiths, but they, on the issue of saving children, protecting children, there was nothing between them at all. And it's like, that's the living example that you'll not hear in the mainstream news, because they won't even show up to the news conference where you have people from all of these disparate backgrounds. Oh, you know, Nico's a conservative Republican. RFK right. is an avowed liberal. So, and you know what I'm saying here? There are people that are getting along. And that's why we like to focus on bridging the gap. Yeah.
You have to look for it, though. And you know, that's our responsibility. Because I can sit here and complain about, man, my Facebook feed, it just really sucks. It's so negative. Well, guess who's in control of that, right? You know, it's not like that's forced on you. And, you know.
But all these people taking Prozac now because of this, they can't handle it.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, it's, I actually had a little bit of a revelation earlier today as I was looking back on some of the stories that we posted yesterday. On the topics we were talking about, you know, and you had, you know, the left-wing violence and the Obamacare and blah, blah, blah. You know which story got the most attention, that got the most likes and the most shares from yesterday?
Oh, the squirrel. Yeah,
the
no doubt.
Squirrel. The squirrel. It was story. A pet squirrel foiling a burglary. That thing went viral. I mean, people were just
people loved it.
And you know what? That's a good example, I think, of how when you can see all of the things that are going on in the news talking about the same things, and, you know, this guy said this bad thing about this guy, and this guy responded by saying this bad thing, and these two people argued on Fox News, you know, and Trump is a dork, or, you know, or the, you know, the Democrats are evil, and, you know, and just the same thing that's just going on and on and on. We need the squirrel. The squirrel is important. And, you know, the thing is what I would recommend, and this is what I've had to do, is that if this stuff is really getting you down, you aren't married to Facebook. You know, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to step away from the internet either, because the internet is really big. There's lots of stuff on the internet, and there are places you can go on the internet, even if it's go to YouTube and play some Barry Manilow. Right? I didn't say Neil Diamond.
I can't smile without
But really,
you.
music's a great thing. You would not believe how, if you have had a bad day of just getting hammered by the lunatics on the internet, that you can go back and listen to some music and it'll just completely take you to another place. Or if that doesn't work for you, go find the water skiing squirrel, take a few minutes, and just, and you know, laugh. Or read a positive story, which we happen to have one of these this hour.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that, believe me. And again, I love having these discussions with you, Super D, you know, because I put you through hell to get to this show, right?
I'm happy to do it. But, you know, look, for the average person who doesn't, you know, have to do as much of the research and stuff like we do, you know, go elsewhere. You know, if you don't like the
fresh
one restaurant, check out another one.
Yep, and it's a choice, and you're getting back to that. You're not victimized by it. A lot of people are behaving as if they are victims, and as I said yesterday, don't be the effect of these things. Become the cause of better things, and that's what we're here to support on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. We'll get to the GMO story. We got the CDC claiming flu vaccine efficacy. We'll call BS on that probably.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes you got to get out of the city and back into the natural world. We're going to do that this Sunday, 19th of February, broadcasting live from Open Field Projects event, a special farm tour, a homestead farm tour, and organic brunch from what's being grown on the property. And if you're not sure what that's all about, go to robertscottbell.com, and you will scroll down in today's show notes. You'll click on the poster. It'll open up the homestead event, and maybe you'll be able to go to it as well. And if you want to see where we're going to be later in the year, just go there. We'll stay in touch that way and sign up for email alerts. Captain Morgan will be greatly appreciative of that as she sets up a new email system here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. Now, ladies, moms, you're not buying enough genetically engineered food for your babies. What's going on? Well, there's a university study that's trying to figure it out, and they're really upset with you women because they say that just the facts aren't enough to convince you that GMOs are safe, that eating GMO food is just like any other food. Darn you women, how dare you question the science? You might not even be a scientist. How dare you? But you might be a scientist. Interesting thing about this study, and it's headlined out of the University of Adelaide, called GM Foods, Why Presenting Just the Facts Won't Work. They talked about women who had science backgrounds. And they said women who had plant science backgrounds said the lack of evidence of harm meant that genetically modified food was safe to eat. But listen to this. It's a nuance and an important one. The women in health sciences said it was the lack of evidence of safety that made them cautious about consuming genetically engineered food. And then they go on and they say, what about the women without science backgrounds at all? They say they don't know the risks, so they're more likely to avoid it because it's an unknown. Interesting how they broke this out, looking at women with science backgrounds and none, and even breaking down the science to plant science and health science. I think I'm going to defer a little bit more to those with a health science background than a plant science background because, you know, if it's just, you know, plant science, you don't care what people do when they eat the food or the plant. You're just like, this is what we did with the plant. If you're in health sciences, you're going to be, I'm a bit concerned about what people are putting into their body because that impacts their health. I mean, doesn't that make sense to you? I'd say the health science people have a little bit more realistic view and are cautious for the right reasons.
Well, I mean, it just seems logical to me that the people that might be cautious about consuming GM food are not expressing caution because they wonder whether the plant will grow in a certain type of soil or what the yield of the crop will be, or, you know, all of these things that perhaps plant science would be able to explain and explore. It's about health. So if the health science backgrounds of these women cause them to feel that they need to be cautious because there's a lack of evidence of safety, I mean, what more can you say in this situation? Like I said, people aren't cautious about GMOs because of plant science. It's about health science.
Yeah, exactly. You said that so well. And even if you're not a scientist, you might have a gut feeling, right, which they'll say is not scientific, despite the fact that almost everything you do depends on your gut, the health of your gut, including brain, neurotransmitters, endocrine system. I mean, it's just immune system, digestive system, all of that. And here's the crux of this thing, I would have to say. They use that term, crux. This guy who wrote this article over at Natural Blaze, really good, Brandon Turbeville. Got to give him his props because he sees through this propaganda campaign as a religious attempt of conversion. How do we convert women to our religion? What is our religion? Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but for the sake of that so-called scientific study, our religion is GMOs. And we need you to worship and eat them and not be fearful of them because we say it. We're the scientists and you're uneducated or you're in the wrong field of science, so you shouldn't have anything to say. Now, why are they targeting women? Because they know the vast majority of food that's brought into the house in a current setting is because of women's choices going out and doing the shopping. It's not everybody, but that's the bulk of it. That's why marketing is directed toward women in this case. But the real story here is, how do we get them to believe our version of science? And they're not going to say our version of science, but it is. It's scientism. It's the religion of science. And in this case, we need you to believe that GMOs are sacrament manna from heaven. Much like in vaccine science, they need you to believe that those needles containing heavy metals and foreign animal RNA and DNA from aborted fetal tissue are somehow also manna from heaven that you don't survive without it. Sacrament in a religious path.
You know, something just came to me as I was kind of rereading this. Did this kind of come across as almost misogynistic to you? I mean, I'm looking at this, and apparently this guy, Bray, who conducted the study, led this study, had to come up with what a definition of an uneducated woman is.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
Well, for Bray, an uneducated woman who distrusts GMOs is an uneducated woman who distrusts science. So apparently, and as the author points out here, that obviously this Bray guy, for him, GMOs equals science. And so if you're a woman, you're uneducated if you distrust GMOs. And that means you distrust science. I don't know. I could see a feminist having a really big issue with this study.
Well, and the thing is, which kind of feminist? Because, you know, the feminists that fight for the freedom to choose to terminate the life of a baby growing inside them versus the women who are feminists who believe in the protection of the unborn and want the choice to not vaccinate.
Can you imagine if Trump said this?
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Oh, my gosh. See, there we go, pointing out the divide.
I hate to bring it down to that level, but, you know, I mean, it's true.
Yeah. You pointed out the divide, though. That's the irrational, ugly divide. And there is another ugly divide, and it comes to the CDC promoting vaccines.
Well, they're happy. They're happy about this, I think.
Oh, you think? Yeah,
this is such an improvement from last year.
They're patting themselves on the back. Because it's not like a 13% effective rate. They're claiming the flu vaccine this year is 48% effective.
Less than half.
Yeah, half of y'all may get lucky. The other half, screw you guys, I'm taking my needle and going home, right? It does, you know, this is just silly that you're like, hey, 48% effective. You know what? I'm going to buy my next parachute from a company that's 48% effective. In the parachute opening, right? You're gonna brag about, yes, our parachutes open a little less than half of the time. Yeah,
but it was 13% last year, so we're doing.
We're getting better until next year. I mean, this is so absurd. And remember, the vast majority of flu shots contain 25 micrograms of mercury that they say is perfectly safe to inject into babies and pregnant women with no scientific evidence to back it up, except the CDC says so, because they're the church. They are one of the key churches, like, you know, the Vatican for Catholicism. It's for vaccinology. The CDC is that, in a sense, for that religion, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. 48% effective. Now, how do they determine effectiveness? Are they actually taking the blood of people they say they that have flu and saying, well, that's the strain that's dominant. We happen to match the strain. So because we match the strain, then we know it's at least half effective? Or are they taking the blood of those who have been injected with the vaccine to determine if there's a titer, you know, a measurable titer to say to this particular strain of the virus, we're showing titer, so that's efficient and effective. Never mind the fact that even if you have the titer, you have the antibody, you can still succumb to the infection. See, these are the things that are inconvenient truths, thanks to Al Gore, about the vaccine paradigm. Efficacy doesn't mean you didn't get sick or you won't get sick. It means that they claim that the virus is either the right virus that they've selected or that they can prove that you've had an antibody response to the vaccine. You could still get the flu or flu-like symptoms or something worse, and it's a success. Again, buying your parachutes, they only open less than half of the time, and you're feeling good about yourself because you got injected with mercury. Now, if you want to get the mercury-free shot, it's not fully mercury-free. The unit dose vials, they don't add any thimerosal at the end, but you will not find a vaccine that is truly, totally, fully mercury-free. So don't kid yourself if you think you're avoiding mercury by getting the shots with less mercury. Yeah, maybe less mercury, but it's still mercury. How about the ugly truth about the pertussis vaccine? The fact is, if you get this pertussis vaccine, which is always sold now, what is DTaP primarily? Diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis. Because the actual old one, the DTP, was vicious and brutal in how much autism, brain damage, and even death it was causing. The wholesale pertussis. So they had to switch over to the acellular pertussis. And guess what? It really didn't work. And not only that, the peer-reviewed literature says that if you get the shot, you can still be a carrier for the pertussis itself, the whooping cough, and be completely asymptomatic. So you're like a typhoid Mary. You're a pertussis carrier with no symptoms. Nobody knows it. And you can actually spread it having been vaccinated. How interesting. The vaccinated individuals are the one that are ones that are spreading whooping cough, but that doesn't meet the Disneyland measles story that says it's because Earth Muffins, wealthy Jewish housewives in Marin County, according to Jon Stewart, of the formerly of The Daily Show, are taking advantage of riding on your herd immunity by not getting their kids vaccinated, and that's why there's so much measles going around. Despite the fact that no one's died in America of measles in over 10 years, and that there have been, I think, 69 deaths to the measles vaccine. I know I'm leapfrogging different kinds of things here to discuss the vaccine issue, but it's, again, it's an absurd place to be because intellectual integrity is lacking in the discussion, despite the peer-reviewed literature pointing out the fallacy of relying on vaccines for immunity. These are not immunizations. They are vaccinations. Vaca meaning cow, when they used to take the scrape the pus from cows with cowpox and cut your arm open and dump the pus in that arm, likely you were going to die from sepsis. If they saved you, it meant they had to cut your arm off. And that's the humble, lovable background of how vaccines started. And the anti-vaccination movement started almost as quickly as these cult-like devotions manifested to cutting on cows and people. Folks, protect your kids. Check out Vaxxed, the movie. It is a catastrophe, from cover-up to catastrophe. We've got lots more healing to go. We're going to go lighthearted, a good, happy news story. Coming up next, related to school bus drivers and wheelchair-bound children.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, the second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You know, I talk to a whole lot of folks off the air, and many doctors too, you know, about healing. You know, sometimes it's protocol discussion. Sometimes it's philosophical and fundamental discussion on principles of healing and even spiritual concepts. And one of those concepts, you know, some people will go biblical on it, say, you know, that, Superdon, you've heard, ask and ye shall receive, right? You've heard that concept.
Knock and the door shall be opened.
Right, or when the student is ready, the teacher will appear or the master will appear, right? Now, it's not like it's a new concept, but sometimes I have to remind folks about it because we can get so caught up in our ailments and illnesses or, you know, in the drudgery and difficulty of life. Maybe we have, you know, difficulties. Like we talked to all of the families and parents that have children who have been vaccinated and injured, right? These are serious problems. This makes life not easy. It makes it very difficult. I mean, life can be hard enough for anybody at any time, but my gosh, there's some stuff that we struggle with. And, you know, one of the messages, you know, I've had to learn in my life, and I have to keep reminding myself too, is be open to the gifts of healing because they're all around us. They're within us. They're everywhere. I mean, we can get the intuition at any point, or somebody could just show up randomly out of the blue and say something that is the perfect thing we needed to hear, or come with the perfect gift of healing in some way, shape, or form that we normally wouldn't be open to because we're so stuck on our suffering, or everybody tells me there's no way to get well, right? Or the only way is to poison my body. I don't want to do that, right? And so I don't want anybody to get in the way of the gifts that are trying to be given unto them. You know, I'm just saying that and I'm trying to be practical about it. And this story that you found, Super Don, kind of goes into that way. There's unexpected gifts, blessings, and it just happenstances. How do they happen? How do you predict them? Here, a fill-in school bus driver was noticing, I believe, this little girl get out of the bus in a wheelchair, and they had a ramp going up to their home that didn't even reach the door, so struggled to get in the house. Am I explaining right the situation that he witnessed?
Yeah, no, he was a film school bus driver, as you said, and he I believe he was driving a special needs bus.
Right.
And kept coming to this house where this mom was having this real difficulty getting her daughter out the door to get on the bus.
Yeah, so let's give a listen to what happened here. Some news reporting on it. It's really a feel-good story, and it's like, I want everybody to be open up to the gifts of healing, because people are willing to give. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy or our own block. In this case, she was open.
Bain's daughter, Lydia, was born with a seizure disorder.
She is wheelchair-bound, nonverbal.
Small things, like moving Lydia, are difficult.
She's getting very heavy.
And made even worse by a set of stone steps.
Every morning and every afternoon.
Standing between Lydia and her school bus.
Every day she would come out and struggle with this small little area and this little aluminum ramp that didn't go to the top step.
So this guy is the substitute bus driver, notices this and goes, man, is there something I can do, right? And, again, this is the kind of thing. You might get inspired to help somebody by hearing their story or witnessing suffering, and this is kind of what happened.
He just called, and he's like, I was wondering if it was okay with you, if we could build your daughter a ramp.
She was just overjoyed telling Lydia in the background, you're not going to believe what somebody wants to do. Somebody wants to help you. Somebody wants to help us.
That is exactly what Mitchell and four of his friends did, giving Lydia and her mother one small victory.
And, you know, this is kind of the counterpoint, or if you will, to juxtapose where we've had to talk about this hour, about the people that are going bonkers, out of their mind, upset, stressed out over the election. It's not, you know, these kinds of things. It's like you forget that the real changes are happening not in Washington, D.C., but in your own backyard, in your own sphere of influence, on your own school bus route. As you're walking by a home and you're witnessing the struggling of a child, how do we get her in and out of the house every day? And how does that impact? A story like this can remind us that beyond the so-called political divide or cultural divide or religious divide, there are people helping people. And you can be one of those people. Perhaps you already are if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm inclined to believe that you are. And the story continues.
There's those things that people take for granted. And even maybe I didn't realize my predicament because I'm so used to doing it solo.
Mitchell is no longer filling in as Lydia's bus driver. But for Verna, his kindness gives her hope that other small victories may be just around the corner.
And that's it, folks. Indeed, small victories turn into larger victories. And it's not conquering other people, but it's helping other people. It's providing that vitamin L that we like to deliver here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in the midst of all of the things that are driving Super Don crazy because he has to read them. And I don't have to read as much. Thank you, Super D. Again, you're my CBD. I love you, man. I love you, man. All right, y'all. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks to GCN on the board there, John. And we'll be back Freshman Friday tomorrow. Who knows what subject we're going to cover, but you'll want to be here to be part of it. In the meantime, and because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105.
for a recorded message.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.